Okay, it's on. We announced on Friday 7:10, but that's why I'm not going to first 8-9 minutes until like every Sunday morning. We're going to take the first 10 minutes to review the previous seven dafim. One of the challenges to say, oh, daf yomi don't chaz or anything. Oh, it's, you don't forget, remember anything. Figure if we can be mekayim at least 10 minutes a week to review the previous week general highlights and high points that would serve us well. So just to so we've got another full week of chazer, so it's easy. So again, just to review the main points from last week, and then we'll get to today's daf, which we can really spend about 8 hours on, but we'll have to spend 50 minutes. Okay, so the Gemara started off discussing Me'emas HaKonah Shema Ba'arvis. If you remember about daf days, what are the times for Kriyat Shema nights? The Mishnah quoted one time for the starting time, when the Kohanim go to eat Truma, and three times for the ending time. The Blazer hold until the first third of the night, the Chacham said until Chatzos, and Gamliel said until the morning. Then we had a story there when Leo's children came back from the wedding, from the party, and said, "I didn't say Shema." Leo said, "Don't worry, you really have all night." That even the Chacham agree with me that you have all night. From Gamliel doesn't have a lachatilu until Chatzos. So why did the Chacham say you have all night? So he says, 1 minute, I'll explain it. But there are two other halachas that you have all night, and the Chachamim also say that you should only do it until Chatzos. Hekka chalal meivarim, the burning of the leftover fat from the limbs, and any carbon that's supposed to be eaten for a day and a night. All these things are supposed to be the whole night. But the Chachamim say only until Chatzos. Kedei l'harkik es ha'adam min ha'aveira. So somebody doesn't say, you know, I have plenty of time, and he's gonna miss the time, wait till the morning. So therefore, Chachamim say until Chatzos. Therefore, we all told his children, you know, you can still say Kriya Shema. So what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim didn't say that. So we had 2 days from Beit Yonah, if you remember. According to the Chachamim, can you say it at the Chatzos or not? So that was my focus in Rabbeinu Yonah, and that was the first Mishnah. The Beis spoke about, started off by saying, why do we start off with Kriya Shema? What is this referring to? So he says, connecting from the Torah Shabbat. It says, it went into, we start discussing the Kriya Shema of Arvis first, and then Kriya Shema of Shacharis, and it's ABBA. If you remember that Gemara, first we discuss Kriya Shema of Arvis, and then we go into the Kriya Shema of Shacharis, but in the opposite order. Night, day, day, night. We spoke then, the Gemara that Bezman Aleph on the bottom, and that Bezman Beis spoke about why does the Mishnah use such an unusual Lashon? When is the beginning of Kriya Shema start? Just tell me that say Zakal Chavim. So if you remember, the Gemara said, no, it's to hint to me this idea that Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma after they're a Tzvul Yom with their tummy right away at night. They don't have to wait till they bring their carbon the next day if they have to bring a carbon. For Kachin, you have to wait till the next day. But for to eat Truma, a Tzvul Yom, it's even allowed to eat at night. That Beis Mabeis, the summary of that Amud, was just about, we had other Shitos about when a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma at night. When is the time to say Kriya Shema? And one of them was, like in our Mishnah, when a Kohen goes to eat Truma at night, we had about 6 other Shitas, and the whole daf was trying to explain, it was the stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa, are there 2 Shitas of Rabbi Eliezer, are there 2 Shitas of Rabbi Meir? So daf Beis Mabeis was all about other Zmanim for the time of saying Kriya Shema. Gimel Amin Aleph spoke about the Ashmuras. Rabbi Eliezer, why does he say, Atzof HaAshmura HaRishona, is he all, there are 3 Mishmaros, 4 Mishmaros, so we said there are 3 Ashmuros, so why does he say 3 Ashmuros? To hint to us that there were 3 Ashmuros in Shemayim, just like on Earth, and how do you know? When he gave us times, when a donkey brays, when a dog barks, when people start talking, and why is it important to know? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu screams out about the Churban at these times, just at the times when the Ashmuros end. Okay, so that was that Gimel Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, we had a nice story about Elio Hanavi and Rabbi Yossi went into a churva, and Elio Hanavi said you shouldn't have gone in, and he said, I learned 3 things from that discussion with Elio Hanavi. That you're not supposed to, you're allowed to be mispala badera, you're allowed to be mispala tefila kitsara, short tefila, and he says you shouldn't dominate in a churva. And then we spoke, he says, what did you hear? He says, I heard a baskol, Kodesh Baruch Hu screaming, and we learned, this is the Gemara, the source of Yehesh Shmei Rabba. That was on the bottom of the Gimel Amud Aleph. We said, we learned from there, Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mevorach, Kama. That was Tosa's discussion over there. The bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph and Gimel Amud Beis gave us 3 reasons why you don't go to a churva. Shad, because you're worried about there's a woman there. Apolis is going to fall down. And Mazikin, because there are demons there. And then the Gemara discussed, you know, why do you need all of these 3 reasons? The rest of Gimel Amud Beis spoke about the Ashmuros, 3 Ashmuros, 4 Ashmuros. and what the source is for that. We spoke about. We're talking about the middle of the night, things to do during the night. So let's talk about David HaMelech. Father says David HaMelech got up in the middle of the night. There's another father that says he got up earlier, before the night started. So there were three different opinions. How do you put those two psukim together? David got up in the middle of the night, or he was up already by the middle of the night, or he used to be learning and now he started davening, or maybe he was misdaning, maybe he was dozing, he was dribbling before midnight, and then he really got up. Then the Gemara had three different opinions related to the issue of David HaMelech versus Moshe Rabbeinu. It says David HaMelech knew when Hasos was, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Hasos was. So the Gemara had 3 days. Number one, yeah, David HaMelech had an alarm clock. He had a harp over his bed. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a harp, so that's why he knew. That was answer number one. Answer number two was that really they both knew, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say Chatzos, because if he said Chatzos, then the Egyptians would have said, oh, it happened at 1201. Their clocks would have been not correctly set. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu watched his words and said Chatzos. And the Gemara quoted the line from Maseches Derech Eretz that said, Lamed Lashon Kolomar Eini Yodea. Should always say Eini Yodea. You should watch our words so that people don't think that it's not exact what you're saying. And the answer number three was, maybe he was saying it the night before, Moshe Rabbeinu also knew when Chatzos was, but he was saying the night before, at this time tomorrow night, you know, Makat Bacharis is going to happen. But that's how we got out of David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, 2 more minutes of Chazara. Dabdalid, how do you remember Dabdalid? Dalid is all about David HaMelech. Dalid is all about David HaMelech. Talks about David HaMelech, brags and says, I'm better than all the other kings of the world. Why am I better than all the other kings? Two points. Number one, he says, I get up early and they get up late. Number two is, I'm Osek in Shir Vashilya. I'm trying to be Matari Shalabaila. All the other kings are sitting and having conferences. What else does David brag about? That he always asks me Piboshes. He always asks advice when he thinks he might be wrong. He was off at the Kilov. Remember, Kilov was one of the four people who didn't sin, we mentioned. That was part one of Dabdala, David HaMelech. The second part was David HaMelech bragged. David HaMelech didn't brag. Uli Hamad was to Hashem. He wasn't so confident. So the answer is he thinks Shem Yigrim HaFeit. Maybe he sinned and he lost the Shuyos. But really, he was confident that he did the mitzvahs, but he was worried that he might have lost. Fine. Okay? And we also discussed just topics. Smichas Gulu Tfila we discussed. We discussed Gugula Arichta. We discussed you get Olam Haba if you say Ashrei. And we discussed that even though you say Kriya Shema by day, you should say it also at night. Yesterday, Menachem discussed with you Yisurin. Okay, so that pay is all about Yisurin. Yisurin Shalava, very difficult daf to swallow, but that's what life's about. Three matanos are great. Given by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nikdeis Yisurin, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. The Gemara said at the bottom of Ham and Aleph. And then Ham and Beis was again about Yisurin and Negayim. The sad tale of Rabbi Yochanan. He had a beautiful arm, though, that the Gemara described, and the Shogat Rav Huna, that his barrels became a vinegar, and then at the last story, just at the Hemshech of Menachem's discussion yesterday, just one ha'ara on keeping your bed mitzapon l'darom. And I'm going to discuss something with you about this year between the Nisar and the Nisar. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. What do you mean, keeping your beds from north to south? So Rabbeinu Yonah says it means you should think about what's in the north and what's in the south. Because Api Kabbalah, they say, you know, if somebody thinks, B'shas Hirayon, you know, about proper things, that'll affect the children. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you think about the Shulchan and the Menorah, the Shulchan which was in the north, and the Menorah which was in the south, and the Shulchan symbolizes Parnassah, and the Menorah symbolizes Chachma and Torah, if you think my children should have Parnassah and be able to learn Torah B'nachas, you know, that's Zocha L'Dvarim Hagunim. Okay. Hey, I'm a base. That's where you left off, 3 lines from the bottom. Tanya, Hava Bin Yamin Omer. Okay, the following daf, really, we could spend a long time on, but try to get through as much as we can. Tanya, Hava Bin Yamin Omer. 3 lines on the bottom, Hama base. Shai Chenefusu L'Hispalel, V'Kadam Echanehem L'Hispalel, V'Lom Hidden Eschadero, V'Yatza, Tarkam L'Tilasa B'Fun. 2 people are davening, and one of them finishes davening before the other one, and leaves. So the one who left, we fault. You shouldn't have left your friend alone davening, and therefore we rip his tefillah away from him. Should ever toref nafsho biyapo, we rip his soul. His soul is the lash of tefillah because you daven with your nefesh. Halaman chateyazev aris, because of you, you think the shechina left when you left. In other words, the Mefarshim here explain that this is talking about davening in Pasada, in the field when it was dangerous. If you leave, And the guy knows that he's alone, that he's not going to be able to have kavana. He's going to be worried. I'm all alone in the field. This is why we mentioned Baruch Hashem La'olam was instituted. If somebody comes late, so that gives people time to catch up. So if you're not supposed to leave somebody davening, if they are alone. We'll get to Bizman in a minute. Ela shegorim l'shchinah shetisal below od. Ela shegorim l'shchinah shetisalik miyisrael. You also cause the shchinah to leave. Shenemar v'yatek zurmim kamo. And the tzur, the rock, Hashem, leaves its place. The ain't tzur el hakadosh baruch hu. Shenemar tzur yilad tateshi. You have forgotten pasuk in hazinu. You have forgotten the rock that gave birth to you. That's why you shouldn't leave somebody who's davening. But if you did wait for him, what's the star? Or Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Zochel Brachas Halalu, you get the following brachos. Shnei Amar, Lu Chatzal Mitzvosai. Whoa, I wish, had you listened to my mitzvos, and Lu, Rashi explains, is a lashon of Haptana waiting, Vayhi Kinar Shlomecha, and you'll have a lot of peace, Vitzitkasta Kagali Hayam, you'll have a lot of Kistaka, Vayhi Kachol Zaracha, Vitzitzoemeyecha Vachulu. You'll have a lot of beautiful children. Tosfos here already points out on top Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, this halacha that shouldn't really apply today. Because we have it in shul, nobody's worried about danger, so it really shouldn't apply today. But it quotes the Ri, that the Ri always made sure if he was, somebody else was davening, he always had a really long Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't want anybody to feel bad that he's waiting, he was the Ri, the Gadol Hadar. So if somebody else was davening, he just kept going with the Shmoneh Esrei. The story, like they say, between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Kulitz. They always finished Shmoneh Esrei at the exactly the same time, and nobody knew who waited for who. So that was Tziata Dishmai. They always down in the same mini. But the Tosfos ends off the Noila Hakmir Aflanu. Top Tosfos. It's Noila Hakmir. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's the machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber seems to say, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, and the Ramah seems to say, you know, maybe it's nice, you shouldn't leave somebody alone davening. You know, comes up with Maisa. Somebody asked you last week at a wedding. You know, at a wedding, you have these myrics or mitzvahs after the chuppah, and then everybody finishes. It's always like one or two people who have a long time davening, so questions, you have to wait for them. So, pashas, you don't have to wait for them. You know, it's not b'vakam sakana. The Mishnah Berurah says the favors, though, that if he came late, and then he started, that he knew he was going to finish after everybody else. So, I'm sure you don't have to wait for him. But it's only if he started at b'shava, and then one took longer. Okay.
We still have to say Baruch Hashem Lanim?
Different argument. The Gras says not to, but we say it mostly Shabbos. That's why many shuls don't say it, because then nobody was basada. That's the minhag where it comes from. Well, I know there's no Baruch Hashem Olam on mostly Shabbos. Other nights, the minhag Yisrael of many shuls is to say. Fine. Oh, by the way, everybody should hopefully has said Berachas HaTorah. That the Sabila said in the morning before the shir every day you should say Berachas HaTorah. You don't have to say Hadosin L'Sefavino. Those Berachas HaShachar you can say afterwards. But last of the Torah and Asher Bachar Banu. That should be said before the shiur. Okay. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, Il Mali Nit Nereshus La'ayin L'Ros, Ein Kol Bir Yechol La'am Ob B'nei Mazikin. So we were just talking about Mazikin and Kriyash Malamita, protect us from Mazikin. So now we're going to have a little story about Mazikin, about demons flying around, and I'll mention to Rabbi Yaakov about them in a minute. So if somebody was really able to see all the demons flying around him, he would be just totally amazed and surprised, and he wouldn't be able to function. Amar Abaya, Inu Nefishi Minan, they are more than us, the Kaimi Alan Ki Kisla La'ugya, and they surround us. Kisla La'ugya is like a moat, like a ditch around a vine, that they used to make ditches to put the water in order to irrigate the vines. So they're totally surrounding us, and we wouldn't be able to handle it if we really could see them. Amar Afuna, Chol Chad V'Chad Minan, Alpha Mismale Urbavasa Miminen. There's 1,000 to our left and 10,000 to our right. Where do you get these numbers from? So it's based on the pasuk that we say in Sukkah the Zimra, Shabbos morning, Yipol Mitzitcha Elach, Uravava Miminecha. As some of you have that pasuk quoted on the side. Okay, Amar Rava, Hai Duchka, now the word's going to say that these demons, you don't believe they're around, but they cause certain things. Hai Duchka, Dahavi Bakala Minayo Havi. You ever in a shir or in shul and it feels even more crowded than it really is? It's because of them. You know, they like take up room, you don't even realize it. Imagine, maybe that's our problem. Hani birki the shil hi minayu have. Right? You ever, your knees ever feel weak for no reason all of a sudden? It's from them. Hani mani drabanan debalu michufya did too. The rabbi's clothes that get worn out, even though they're not doing heavy work all day, they're just like sitting and learning, it's from them. Hani kari demanakfan minayu. The legs that feel weak and they get bruised, again, it's from those mazikin all over. Hi ma, the boy lameda, luhu. Okay, let's say, come on, I want to see them. I want to see, I don't believe this stuff. How do you see them? How do you know they're there? We'll get to seeing them in a minute. How do you know they're there? Well, I see kitmanila, you bring some sifted ashes, v'nehadra for you, you put it around your bed. Ubitzafra, in the morning, chazi kikari tatana golosa. You'll see little footprints in the ashes, and that's how you know they were there. Okay? Haimad the boy lumatzinu, what if you want to see them? Lysi shilyasa dishin rasa, you have to take a placenta of a cat, of a female cat, shinrasa, uchmasa bazuchmasa, black cat, the daughter of a black cat, bukhrusa bazbukhrusa, both firstborns, valikle benura, you burn it in a fire, valishchake, you grind it up, valimle eimine, and you put some on your eye, vachazi lahu, and in that way you'll be able to see these mazikin, if you ever wanted to try this. I'm always about to say don't. Vilashati begupsa the parzula, whatever's left over, you should put in an iron rod and cask. Vilutsumi bukushvanka, seal it, the parzula, you seal it up. Dilma asi ganbi mine. Maybe they're going to come steal it from you, because they don't like being seen. So they try to take away this stuff. Vilutsum pume kihikid lalitzak, and close it up because you don't want anybody to be damaged, to be nizok during this whole process. Ravi Rabaya Abed Achi, Ravi Rabaya once did this. Chaza the itzak, he saw them, he got hurt. Bo Rabbanan Rachmi Alei V'itzi, and he was healed. And so, you have a lot of Mazikin Gemaras all over Shas, so it's difficult to know what to do with them. It was important to remember Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think we mentioned this thought in the past, has a thought on Parshas Va'era, where he says, you know, why don't we have Mazikin Bisman as a, or he's trying to defend the Rambam who said there's no such thing as Mazikin or Shadim, so what does he do with these Gemaras? Gemara talks about Shadim, Gemara talks about Mazikin. So Yaakov says that throughout history, there always has to be a balance for us to have Bechira Chavshas. So that is why when the more koach kedusha there is in the world, the more koach tumah there has to be. So he says, earlier in history there was a lot of koach kedusha, and therefore there was a lot of koach tumah. Bizman ha-mishnah and bizman ha-gemara, there was more koach kedusha also than today. There were bas kols then. Right, there were heavenly voices. We just had learned about a bas kol a few dafim ago. So says of Yaakov, the Rambam agrees that there used to be mazikin, but there's no mazikin in his day. Why? Because if you have a bas kol, but not a gemara, you have to parallel that with kochos of tumah. That's the mazikin. That's the shadim. So that's why there are no mazikin bizman hazeh. Says of Yaakov, in a chinami. But bizman ha-gemara, there used to be mazikin. Why? Things stop, things change. The answer is no, because the more koach ha-kedusha there is in the world, to balance it out, there always has to be parallel koach ha-tumah. So that's what he says. To explain a little bit these Shadim Gemars. Okay, two dots. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Omer. He's the man on this dot. Abba Ben Yamin. Two names, Abba Ben Yamin. Ein Tefillah Shel Adam Nishmas El Beis HaKnesses. Once Tefillah is only heard in the shul, the post can say, even if without a minion, if you can daven in the shul, it's better. Shenemer Lishmo Al Arina Vela Tefillah. To hear the singing, the praise, and the tefillah, the makom rina, in the place where praise is said, where the tzibur sings the praises of Hashem, shom tei tefillah, there's the best place to daven to ask Hashem for things. Amar Rav Havin bar Rav Hada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, minay shakadosh baruch hu matzui beis haknesses, how do you know Hashem is there? Shneamar Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. Hashem is found in an adas kel, and adas kel is a phrase that means shul. Okay, now we're going to have a few lines that it's very similar to a mission in Pirkei Avos. Uminai lasar Hashem is paul l'shechini ma'en. How do you know if 10 people are davening that the Shechina is there? Shemar alakim nitzav adas kel. Right, again, adas kel. Rashi explains Eda. Rashi says it's all over Shas. Eda means 10 people. How do you know Eda? Because the Meraglim are referred to as Eda. There were 10 bad Meraglim. So the Eda hara hazos. So as they know, Eda is 10 people. That's the mucker for minion. Very interesting. Not for now. Right, the mucker for needing 10 people for a minion are the 10 bad meraglim. Wow. Okay. Uminayin l'shlosha sheyoshin batin sheshchini imayim. How do you know three people judging? Three rabbis sheshchini imayim. Shenamar bekerav Elohim yishpot. Amongst the judges yishpot, he shall judge. Hashem will be around there too. Uminayin l'shnayim sheyoshin moskin batar sheshchini imayim. Even two people sitting and learning, the shchin is there. Shenamar oz nidveru yirei Hashem ish el reyehu. Even if one person is talking to another person, vayakshiv Hashem. Hashem is listening. And the continuation of the pasuk says he listens to the Choshvei Shemo. And the Gemara says, Ma'il Choshvei Shemo, what does that mean? Amar of Ashi, Choshav Adam la'asos mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa, ma'la alav akasav ki'ilu asa. Even if a person thought about doing a mitzvah, and then ne'enas, he's on his way to do a mitzvah, and there's too much traffic, and he has to turn around, he has to go back to work. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yotze Zayin, it's still like you did the mitzvah. That's what the reference to Choshvei Shemo, the ones who think about his name. By the way, we've mentioned in the past an idea of the Avnei Nezer, that this applies by all mitzvos. generally, that if you want to do a mitzvah, it counts even if you did it, except by mitzvahs of persume nisa. Because by mitzvahs of persume nisa, the whole point is to be mefarsim the nes. And if you're not mefarsim the nes, then you didn't do the purpose of the mitzvah. So if you didn't do, that's why you have to sell, that's why by those three mitzvahs, you have to sell the shirt off your back in order to do the mitzvah. Usually there's a limit how much you have to spend. The Avnei Yehuda says, why is there no limit by Megillah, by Dalakosos, by Neres Hanukkah, even the shirt off your back? Because you can't say it as if you did it, if you weren't mefarsim the nes. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. So this principle, so the Avnei Yehuda doesn't apply to those three mitzvahs. This is a persume nisa. There's one more mitzvah that you also have to sell the shirt off your back. We'll talk about it next Shabbos. Yeah.
What
time
do you want him to say? When somebody leaves, then he takes the Shekhinah with him.
Right.
If there are more than 10 people here.
But that's talking about a case where you're leaving him alone. If you're leaving a person alone. So that's when...
So, not with
the minion. Right, not with the minion. Okay, last skinny line. How do you know even one person that's sitting and learning the Shekhinah is there? Shneemar b'chalam ha'kom asher ha'skira shmi avoy lecha ve'raftikha. Wherever I mention my name, I will come to you. Eilecha is Lashon Yachid. That's how you're talking about one Jew. Uberachticha, and I will bless you.
So why did you set up a davening also?
So we're going to get to that. If it's only even one, what's the chiddush by ten? We'll get to that in a minute. There is a major discussion, though, on this line of the Gemara. How does this pasuk, the source, that somebody learning, Hashem's there, Azkir Eshmi, anywhere where my name is mentioned, Hashem's name is learning, so what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi says, Azkir Eshmi, not 100% clear what he means. Asher Yazkir Shmi, Al, using the Bach, Al Pi Mitzvosai Udvarai. When you mention my name properly in the context of doing mitzvos. So the Marsha says, that's not learning. You know, what does that mean? You mention my name when you say bracha, when you mention my name doing mitzvos, so you don't say my name in vain. So it's unclear exactly what Rashi means. So the Marsha says it means that when you learn, you're allowed to say Hashem's name when you say a full pasuk. That's what he says. Pomach Asher Yazkir Shmi, when you learn, you can say my name.
It doesn't say
Yom Yitzhar,
it says Yom
Yitzhar. Maybe it was more than that. Okay, usually that means learning, but Nechinami, Lasso Betibre Torah, that's the lesson of the Brach in the morning. Right, that's Grechas Torah. But I think the Pashas is, I didn't see anybody point this out, but the Pashas is based on the Ramban in Achdam and to Sefer Bereishis. The Ramban says that Kol HaTorah Shmosach Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whenever you learn, you're coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem. That is the Dvar Hashem. You just don't real. It's not just Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the whole Torah is Moshe Shlach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ramish with the pasuk says, "Kol Makom Asher Asker Shmi." Torah is Shem Hashem. So I think that's the pashas of the Gemara. Fine. V'chi second line. V'chi me'acher da'filu chad shrei mi'bayi. If even one person gets the Shechina, so what do you have to say? Even two people, just say one, then you'll know. Even two people get the Shechina. So the Gemara says, "Shrei michtavan milayhu b'sefer zechronos." Two people get their words recorded in the Sefer Zechronos. Chad bo michtavan mile the Sefer Zechronos. But one doesn't get its words recorded. One person learning doesn't record those mitzvos. So if you look at Tosfos Chad, Tosfos says no. Everybody has their own Sefer Zechronos, and their actions are recorded in their own Sefer. But there's also the communal Sefer Zechronos. And if you want your words, you want your mitzvos recorded in the communal Sefer Zechronos, so then you got to learn with somebody else also. That's what Tosfos says. So of course it's recorded, but it's recorded twice if you're learning with somebody else.
Even if you're learning alone, you should verbalize it.
I don't know. Does that count as two? I don't know if it counts as two. I don't think so. But I think that, I don't know if that would make a difference.
You're writing your own book. What are they writing?
Okay. This is Hashem's book, the Sefer Zechronos here. But there's an amazing Harif Marsha on this line. He says, Tosfos, the communal book, the private book, so the Marsha says, no, the pshat is, he says, when you're learning alone, probably a lot of times, you don't come to the right maskana, because you don't get to discuss it with somebody. So you probably didn't get to the MS, so it's probably not worth writing down. When you're learning with a chavrusa, when you're learning with somebody else, you get to discuss it, then there's a better chance you're going to come to the MS. So chavo michtavin milayu, he says, because, he says, you have to learn with a chavrusa. Okay. The third line. Josh's question. If you're ready, two people get the Shechina. So now, what's one to two is fine. Two to three. So ma de tema dina shalom ba'almahu blo asi Shechina. So you might have thought that if people are judging, they're making shalom. They're not learning Torah. That's not going to have the Shechina. Kamash b'lan the dina nami hainu Torah. No, even a discussion of the psak din is also called Torah. So even if three people, so what's the finish of ten? Asara kodma shechina ba'asya. By 10, Hashem comes first, and he waits. Tzlatza adi yasvi. Three, he waits for the three to come. How does Hashem know there's going to be 10? Okay, but he comes first. He knows. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin. This is a Gemara that has a lot of Kabbalistic messages. We're going to try to get a few messages. Shakar Shbarachu Meniyak Tefillin. How do you know that Hashem wears Tefillin? Shenemar Nishpa Hashem Bimino Ubizroa Uzo. The lashon of Yamin and Oz is referred to by Hashem. The Yamino is Torah. Yamin refers to Torah. Shenemar Mimino Eishdas Lamo Ubizroa Uzo Eilu Tefillin. Shenemar Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain. Hashem has Oz, and Oz refers to Tefillin. How do you know Oz refers to Tefillin? Right, Oz symbolizes strength, and the pasuk says about V'tanya, Blazer Agado, Omer Eil Tefillin Sheberosh. It says that the art Tefillin Sheberosh instills fear in people. So therefore, that's how you know it's referred to by Oz. I mentioned in the past the story about the Vilna Gaon, based on this line of the Gemara, that one time the Cossacks, whatever enemy, ran into the shul, and they were going to attack everybody, and everybody's, and all of a sudden the Vilna Gaon turns around, and all the Cossacks say, and they run outside. And the Talmidim say, Rabbi, did you put an enchantment on them? Did you say something? And the Gemara says in the first Gemara, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lechav Yerobi Mecha, they're going to be scared of the Tefillin Sheberosh. So they said, Rabbi, but we're also wearing Tefillin. You know, that didn't work. The rest of the night, he says, it doesn't say Eil Tefillin Sha'al Harosh. It says Eil Tefillin Shabirosh. There's a difference. Al Haros and Birosh. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya. I wish I had more time. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Hani, you can write it down in the notes and we can talk about it after. Hani Tefillin Zamari Alma Matziv Behu. What does it say in Hashem's Tefillin? Rashi says, we know what it says in our Tefillin. It's all about Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim and Kadosh Liko Bachar. What does it say in Hashem's Tefillin? Amar Leyu, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Right? Who is like the Jews? That's what it says in Hashem's Tefillin. Mi Mishtabeach Kutchabrichu B'Shavchayu Di Yisrael. Does Hashem really love praising us? Does He get Shevach by praising us? In, Mar says yes, Tachsiv, as it says, as Hashem Emarta Hayom, Hashem Emircha Hayom, Hashem has designated you today. I'm Alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, Atem Asi Tuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam. You make me great, V'ani Eftem Chativa Achas Ba'olam. And I make you great. Atem Asi Tuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam. You make me great, Shenemar Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. We say that, and we make Hashem great. V'ani Eftem Chativa Achas Ba'olam, Shenemar Umikam Chai Yisrael Goyecha Ba'aris. And that's why Hashem makes us great. Again, Rabbi Levi Yisrael Mibardishev talks a lot about this type of idea that Hashem praises us and we praise Him. In Parshas Matos, where Hashem says, Nikom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Meis HaMidyonim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Nikom Nikmas Hashem Meis HaMidyonim. We call it, Rabbi Levi Yisrael says, Chag HaPesach. Because Pesach symbolizes Hashem passing over the greatness of Hashem. But Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, because matzah symbolized that we went out to the Midbar without anything, just the matzah on our back. Right? The Torah Shebichtav says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has the mitzvah of Dal and Minim before the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Dal and Minim symbolizes our going out from Din. You know, we hold up the Lulav and Esra, we say we were Zochet B'din of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why in the Torah Shebichtav, the Dal and Minim come before the mitzvah of Sukkah. But if you look in Torah Shebal Peh, the first two prakim of Mitzvah Sukkah are about Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah. Because Sukkah symbolizes Hashem protecting us. That's why we say Sukkah first, and the next two prakim are about Lulav HaGazal and Lulav HaHarava. So we find many times that we praise Hashem, and Hashem praises us, based on this command. Amalei, four lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravacha Breed, the Rav Ravashi, Teinach Mechad Beisa. Fine, that's one parsha that it says in Hashem's Tefillin. Bishar Batei Mai, what about the other? We know that on the Shel Yad, there are four, the difference between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, in the Shel Yad, what are those four lines on the Shel Yad, it's smooth. The Shel Rosh has four different lines. Why? Because there are really four different klafim in the Shel Rosh. Four different klafim. On the Shel Yad, it's all the same thing written, but it's all about one klaf. Bachlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what's the order? That's Rabbeinu Tam filling, Rashi's filling. It's all about what the order of the parshios are. But, so we're talking about the Shel Rosh, Ilzer Shel Rosh. So you've told me what it says in one of the batim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say in the other three batim? Again, taking it very literally. Amrelei, Mikai Gadol, Migai Gadol. Ashrecha Yisrael, Elohan Yisrael Kim. All these psukim about the greatness of Bnei Yisrael. Well, Sitzcha Elyon, that's a lot of psukim. The Gemara says, Ihaki, the Fishu Lutuva Beisei. He's got to have a lot of compartments in the tefillin. There's about six psukim here. Elakimi Gai Gadol Mi Gai Gadol the Damien La Dodi with Adbesa. Now those two psukim are similar, so they go in the same bias. Ashrech Yisrael Mikam Chesor B'chad Besa, also one bias. Oh, and Yisrael Kim B'chad Besa, that's three. Well, Tzitz Ha'elion B'chad Besa, that's four. The Kilmu Sivi Ba'adra, the Adra'e. And all of them are written in his Tfilin Shel Yad. Right, that means the Zion and the Dalet switched in Aramaic, so that's Zeroa from the word Ar. Okay, next. Amar Rav and Barabada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Chol HaRav Yilavo LeBeis HaKnesses V'lo Ba, Yom Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashulo. If somebody is normal and normally comes to shul, and one day he doesn't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wonders where he is. So you might say, oh, it's better not to come at all. No, but the answer is no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he has other things in store for people who don't come. But if somebody, Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. You know, it's like the Rebbe, and you know, you have students who are always there. And when the student doesn't come, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. You know, then there must be something the matter. If I have students that never come, so if they don't come, so I know they don't come. But if the students that are always there that miss a day, then I'm like, oh, what's going on here? So I call them up, because then they've developed a relationship already. So Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, Shneamar. Mi b'chem yirei Hashem, who amongst you is fearful of Hashem, that means he goes to shul every day, shomei b'kol avdo, asher halach chasheichem, veino galo, but today all of a sudden he went in the darkness, and no light is on him. So Gemara Darshan's imlud var mitzvah halach no galo. Okay, if he went to do a mitzvah, and that's why he has to get up early, he went to drive his parents to the airport, he went to this, he went to that, and he's going to miss his normal time, okay, so then that's not a problem. That's lud var mitzvah, he still has light on him. V'imlud var harishus halach, no galo. But if you went for a Dvar Rishus, so then there is no light on him, and therefore if you go for a Dvar Rishus instead of davening, so that's trouble. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my time of Yishun Dahavale Liftach b'shem Hashem below Bada. That means you're taking care of a Dvar Rishus during davening. Should I be talking? You know, what's the Dvar Rishus? Something like, oh, more I have to take care of this. Well, go daven first, then you can take care of the Dvar Hashem. Right, Dvar Rishus. We go to the gym. We all want to go to the gym. Let's daven, make sure we daven. The gym can't take precedence over Binyan. Amr of Yochanan. Bishosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Beis HaKnesses Lamasa Ba Asara Miyad Hu Koes. If Hashem comes to shul and doesn't find 10 people, he gets very mad. Right? Somewhat so to the earlier Gemara that says when by a minyan Hashem comes first. But here he says that two different Nagadatas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul and doesn't find 10, Miyad Hu Koes, he gets upset. Shene'emar Madua Basi Ve'inish Karasi Ve'in One. Right? This is one of the Makaras that keen to be one of the Asara Rishonim. You're one of the first 10 people. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes. You prevent the Kadosh Baruch Hu from getting upset. Okay. Amar Bechaba Amar Avuna. Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilaso Elokei Abraham Be'ezro. Anybody who has a Koveya Makom for his Tfilah, the God of Abraham is in his help. Okay. Why Dafka Avram Avinu? Okay, come back to the Drasha of Parshas Balak. It's great. I just found something last night. Okay, I want to say anything I say in Daf Yomi though I'm allowed to use in a drasha. Doesn't count. just to let you know. Okay, there is a machlokas we've shown him here. Fias makom. Rabbeinu Yonah says that only applies at home. Let's say you have to miss davening, you come back late, miss Meyer. You have the same place in your house that you daven. In shul, the whole place is called the Fias makom. You have one shul davening that you don't need a makom kavu in a shul, says Rabbeinu Yonah, because the whole shul is a makom kavua. But at home, so if you ever miss a minyan, you should have the same spot at home to daven. The Rosh thinks otherwise. The Rosh says, no, even in shul, you should have a kfiyas makom. Minhag Yisrael is, if possible, you know, we tried. But again, Rabbi Yonah says the whole makom is a kfiyas makom if a shul is in a situation where they have to rely on that right now. Okay. Ukishemes. And when the person dies, omrimlo, eyanav, eychasid, mitamidav shal Avram Avinu. Oh, what a humble person. What a chasid. He's a talmid of Avram Avinu. Yeah, they asked Rabbeinu Yonah, just because he has a kfiyas makom, he gets such a great eulogy. Oi, Avram Avinu! What a time, Avram Avinu! Just because he had a spot, what if he didn't daven? He just came to shul? So the answer is no. If somebody is so medaktik, it's not a siba, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a siman. If somebody's so medaktik on this halacha, it must be that tefillah really is special to him. And tefillah means something to him. And it must be that this is a reflection of something more. It's not just because of this. This is a reflection of what type of person he is, and that's why we give him such praise. The Avram Avinu minala tekava makom. How do you know that Avram Avinu set a specific spot? Avram got up in the morning to the place where he normally went. The Ein Amida El Tefila, and Amad refers to Tefila. Shnemar V'Yano Pinchas VaYipalel. Okay. Vayter Amar Bichal VaAmar Apuna Hayotzim VeYetakreses Al Yapsiyam Siyagasa. You're not supposed to take big steps when you leave shul. Amar Abai, meaning you're not supposed to run out of shul. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Abai lo amran el v'meifak avalamei al mitzvah l'mirha. That's only talking about going out of shul. You're not supposed to run out of shul. But going into shul, you're supposed to run to shul. The poskim say you don't have to run when you're all the way down the block. When you get close to shul, and it's nikar that you're doing it to get close to shul, it's a key to pick up the pace a little bit. Right when you get to shul, you should take the last step slow, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're not supposed to run into shul like a madman. Right? You're supposed to run, and then stop and slow down, and come into shul b'nachas. Shenemar, and it's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, nir tefal adatas Hashem. We should run to know Hashem. Fine. Amr, Reb Zera, may reish ki adachazin ul rabbanan. Reb Zera says, I used to see the rabbanan, to come rahiti lepirka b'shapsa. I saw them running to the shir on Shabbos. Oh, running, what a chil, Shabbos, terrible people. They're running on Shabbos, they're getting sweated up. So I used to think they were wrong. Even the Shemayim al-Hadr of Tamchon and Reshub and Levi, but once I heard Reshub and Levi say, a person is allowed to run for Torah, for Mitzvah, even on Shabbos, it's not a chil Shabbos. Shenemar achrei Hashem yelechu, arei yishag, run after Hashem like a lion. Says Reb Zera, I joined in, and I started running with them too. The big mussar that I get from this Gemara is that most of the time, if we think something, and then with somebody else, we hear something another Shia, what would we say? We would still say they were wrong. We'll figure out a way to reinterpret. We'll say, I thought they were Mechal Shabbos. What, you're telling me I've been wrong all these years? Come on. Come on. So what Reb Zera says, I'm wrong, and I'm going to join them. That's Reb Zera. Amar Reb Zera. So once we're on Reb Zera, let's continue. Igra the Pirka Rihata. Oh, great words, great line. The schar of the shir is the running. What does that mean? Rashi here explains that many ba'alei bayis, many people don't understand the shir they go to. They still go. They still go, so it's, that itself, they get the schar for coming. They get the schar for the running. The projector I heard recently told over a story that he says this man used to go to his shir for 20, 30 years. He never missed a shir every week, so one time he was always quiet, he sat in the back. So I was talking to him once, and Rav Shapter saw that, Eddie enjoyed the shir and everything. So he said to Rebbe, he says, I don't really understand anything. He says, but in the Olam HaEmes I'm going to come to, I'm going to want to be able to, understand a little bit about the conversation. I'm going to be able to at least the lingo. So now I know, Abaya, Rava, Tashma, Kasha, Teret. So I got the lingo, so I love that. Thank you. Igor de Pirka Riata. Everybody gets something else out of a shir. But at least Rashi says, you get the schar, even if we don't understand something, we get the schar for coming. Interesting, the Marsha says just the opposite. For people who think they know everything and they still come to the shir, that's to get the schar for it, the bigger way. So you don't learn anything. Rashi says you don't learn anything because you don't know anything. The Marsha says you don't learn anything because you know it already. But both of them should come to the shir. Whether it's chazara or whether it's not understanding. Omar Abaya. Igra, we're going to have a whole list of things now. Igra the Kala Duchka, the schar of going to the shir that they used to have, the Arche Kala before Yantif, where they had a lot of large gathering of Jews, Duchka. Sometimes you feel squished a little bit, then it's not comfortable, but that itself you get schar for. Amar Rava, Igra the Shmaitza Svara, the schar that you get for sitting and trying to understand a piece of Gemara, even if you end up not being correct, but the Yegian Amelus that you get for just trying to understand the Gemara, Svara, right, that you get tired for just for trying to figure out the Svara. Amar Papa, Igret Beitamish Kikusa, the schar of two opinions here, does this mean a base Avel, or does this mean a base Shvayis Shalmeis? The schar of going either one of these, Shikusa is the quietness that is there, that itself gives me a Musar, and maybe it means being quiet there. You get schar for that. Right? You're not supposed to be poseach, the words of an Avel. An Avel is the one who starts the conversation. Amar Mar Zutra, Igra de Tahanisa Tzidkasa. The schar of a fast day is the tzedakah that you give. Rashi quotes it as a minhag to get stuck at the end of a fast day. Why not the end of a fast day? So some say because the aniyim, you want to make sure the aniyim have food to eat. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gedolei HaShas, from 100 years ago. He says no. He says the point is that what did he say again? Igra de Tahanisa Tzidkasa. You want to think? I didn't write it down because it was late. Okay. So. Look at we're okay still. So he says, "V'derek pashut nira the kadeshi yatainus lagamri l'shem shemayim." Oh, that's what he says. He says, "So to make sure to show Hashem that the tainus is lagamri l'shem shemayim." I fasted once in a while. I'm a great guy, but I might think, "Oh, look at the money I saved today. Three meals I didn't have to pay for. They have these ads on the radio now. $35 a day, and you get these fancy meals. And look, I saved $70 today. So there might be a little netiyah of not l'shem shemayim in my tainus. So daka, at the end of the tainus, I give tzedakah. I give the money that any type of hanah that I would have gotten from the day, I give to the tzedakah to that Ian to make sure, you know, that the whole tainus is l'shem shemayim. Interesting. He gives another pshat too, but let's move on. Amar Rav Sheshes, Igra de Hespeda Diluye. The star of a hesped is to make people cry. Oh, that's the job of a maspid. Amar Rav Ashi, Igra de Hilule Mile. The star of going to a wedding is to say nice things to the chasid and the kallah to put them in a good mood. Amar Rav Huna, two dots. Somebody davens behind the shul, he's called a rasha. What does he mean behind the shul? Rashi explains, let's say you have, supposed to have an ultimate shul, like just like in the Beis HaMikdash, let's have the entrance on one side and the aron on the other side. Like in the Beis HaMikdash, the entrance was on the east and the aron was in the west. So it says Rashi, if somebody stands in the east and faces east, so he's on the opposite side of the aron and he's facing the opposite side of the aron, so that's not how we're supposed to daven. Nikra Rashi is a Rasha. Shnei Amar, it looks like he's davening to somebody else. Shnei Amar Saviv Rishayim Yitzhalechud, he's surrounded by Rishayim. Amar Abaya, lo Amar Nehal, lo Mehedar Avid Beknishta. That's only if you're not facing the shul. Right? If you're behind the shul, not facing the shul. Avol Mehedar Avid Beknishta Waslanba. But if you're facing the shul, and you're just davening in the back, it's okay. There was once a man that was davening in this type of circumstance. He was not facing the shul. Chalaf Eliyahu Chazyeh Idn Lekitaya. Eliyahu Anavi again comes in, and he appears like an Arab merchant. And Amar Leh, he says to him, Kedu Bar Kiyamto Kami Rabach. He says, it seems like Kedu Bar, like two Rishuyos. Du means two. Bar, Rashi says, it's Rishuyos. Like two gods, seems like you're davening in front of two gods. In front of Marach, instead of in front of the ultimate master. So Elio didn't want to take no for an answer. Shalas Afsari Bakatla. Took out a sword, and that was the end of that man. Okay. Amalei Ahu, Mei Rabbanan, Rabbibar Barabaya. Obviously, we'll talk more about that story. But some say it has to be like, it relates to a couple of dafim ago, when it says, Ha'overal Derech Hacham Chayiv Misa. Right, so this is the Rechachamim. Now, Daven Achor Beis Achnezes. So you can connect this Gemara back to that daf. Amalei Ahu Mei Rabbanan, Rabbibar Barabaya. Vamilei Rabbibar Lorab Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Mai Krum Zublus L'Bnei Adam. What does this pasuk mean? It's the end of the previous pasuk that we quoted. That's what we're talking about here. Krum Zulus L'Bnei Adam. On my way, Elu Dvarim She'omdim B'Rumo Shel Olam U'Bnei Adam Mezalzlan Bahem. What does that mean? Karum Zulus. When things that are Rome that are supposed to be lofty are Zulus, become lowly, become Mezuzlal in the eyes of people. Torah, Tefillah, Rashi explains. Tefillah, She'olah L'Malah. When people don't take tefillah seriously. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shabbayu, another thing that you can learn from this pasuk, Kivish Nistar Adam Labrios, if a person has to rely on other people for Parnasa, Panav Mishchanos Kakrum, his face becomes changed like a krum. What's a krum? We'll see in a minute. Shnema Krum Zulus L'Bei Adam. It's not like the Yiddish phrase, he's krum. You know, this is my krum. My krum, Yasser Abdimi Amar, Op Echla Yifakaka Yamish Krum Shmo, if he came from here. That the there's a bird in by the Yam, and its name is Krum. The Kiva Shahama Zarachas Mishabik Lakama Gvanim. When the sun shines, it changes colors. So therefore, Krum Zulus L'Bnei Adam, if you have to rely on people to get the Parnasa, so then your face becomes like Krum, meaning a person's embarrassed and a person doesn't like that situation. Somebody has to rely on people for parnasa, so then it is as if he is judged with two dinim, with fire and water. Shneamar, based on another pasuk, herkafta eno shlubosheinu. When a man is on top of us, that means like he has to lend us money and he gives us our parnasa. Banu beish mamayim, as if we went into fire and water. Meaning it's not a good thing. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rabbi Huna. La'olam yehe adam zahir b'tfilas ha-mincha. Person should always be zahir in tfilas mincha. Sha'arei el-yahu lo-nene el-a b'tfilas ha-mincha. El-yahu ha-navi was only answered by mincha. We had a drasha about this a couple of years ago, if you remember. Tfilas mincha. Sh'ne'emar v'hi ba'los ha-mincha. By mincha time, v'yagish el-yahu ha-navi yomer. Haftorah we read a couple of weeks ago. El-yahu ha-navi, when he tried to disprove the Nevi'ei Ha-ba'al, he dafka went at mincha time. And he said, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, Hashem answer me. Aneni she'teret eisun ha-shamayim. Aneni, answer me to have fire come down from heaven. Va'aneni shelo yomru ma'isek shavim heim. And aneni that they shouldn't say ma'isek shavim heim. We spoke about the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Bracha says Mincha is the most special tefillah of the day. Because the Shacharis, you wake up in the morning, you wake up, it's easy to daven. You wake up, what else do? You go daven. Before you go to sleep at night, daven Meir, Mincha, middle of the day, you're busy with other things, you got to run out, you're this, you're that. That's why, La'olam Yehizar B'tzilas Mincha. You should always be careful by Mincha, because Mincha is, we have to stop during the day. There's one other dvara, one other thought about this line, right? So it says, V'yagish Elio, it says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Hashem answer me, give a fire from Shemayim, and give a fire that they don't think is magic. A fire's coming down from Shemayim. And he has to daven a separate tefillah and make sure they realize it's from you, Hashem. Exactly. It's the same we said a couple days ago. Right? The Bachat Bachar can happen at 12:01. Moshe. But you think of Makas Bachoros. Just because 9 Makas happened and this is the 10th Makas, 12:01, you're wrong. Ha! We don't believe a... You can have the biggest miracle in the world. You can have a fire coming down from Shemayim. Eliyahu HaNavi has to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help it sink into their brains. Shlo Yom Ruma Yisuk Shafim Hen. Right? It's separate. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Av Petzilas Arbis. Rabbi Yochanan says, you should also be zohir about Ma'ariv. Shnei Amar, Kikon Tfilasi Ketoris Lefanecha. My tefillah should be like Torah in front of you. Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. My outstretched hands should be the Mincha of the Erev, which is Ma'ariv. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Afilo Shacharis, Shacharis also you should be Zayirin, Shnei Amar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, in the morning hear my voice, Boker Erech Lecha Va'atzapeh, in the morning I will enunciate my words to you and locate you.
So the Chashivas of Mincha gets reduced.
Right, it gets reduced by those other two, but the Gura is on that first line, Rapuna. He's the first one, Amar Rapuna Reb Chalbo. But it's true, it takes the teeth out of it, you have to be Zayirin and everything.
Right.
But the Gura says his word about Tfilas Mincha, in the beginning of Perak Dalet in Brachos, in Shnos Eliyahu. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rabbi Huna. Ko hanene misu'udas chasan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolos. Somebody, it doesn't say he doesn't come to the wedding. If he goes to the wedding, he's nene misu'udas chasan, he spends his whole time in the shmorg, nene misu'udas chasan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolos. You violate 5 kolos. Shneamar, there are 5 kolos associated with a wedding. Kol sason, kol simcha, kol chasan, kol kala, kol omrim hodu as Hashem tzvakos. And if you are misameach the chasen and the kala properly, what's your schar? 3 days in the Gemara. Amr Shimon Levi, number 1, zochah l'Torah. First, you zochah for Torah. Sheninah b'chamisha kolos. That Torah was given with 5 kolos. Shenemar v'hi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yos ha'boker v'hi kolos uvrakim v'anan kavod al ahar v'kol shofar v'kol zekbod v'hi kol ha'shofar v'lemi anenu b'kol. 5 lashonos of kol. Well, 3 plus kolos is 2. So 3 plus 2 is 5. That's why you're zoka to the 5 kolos. We'll get back to that in a minute. Eini, is there only 5? V'haksi v'chalam rohim et ha'kolos. Right, there's another 2 kolos. So isn't there 7? The word says, no, those are referring to the same ones. Os and kolos, the kodim ha'antorah ha'li. Those rohim et ha'kolos is describing the kolos that they said before, but it's the same kolos as before. There's only 5 kolos. But the first day after your mesameh ha'chotim ha'kolos, you're zoka l'torah. Rabbi Yavo Omar Kilu Hikrif Toda. As if you brought a carbon toda. Shenemar Mevi'im Toda Beit Hashem. That's the continuation of the pasuk. It's as if you built one of the churbos, one of the fallen places in Yerushalayim. Right, so 3 different days is what you're zocha to. What's the midah keneged midah? Zocha to kiilu bana churbos Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with Mashiach? So I saw that Rav Schechter, he has a piece in one of his farm in Ikvei Hatzon. He explains what is this, what does it have to do with? He explains based on the Gemara in Yevamos that says Hashari below Isha, Hashari below Torah. When a person gets married, that's when he can start learning. That's when his completeness in life starts. And that's when he achieves shleimus in learning. So really, a wedding is a simchas haTorah. A wedding is really a we're being misaneh. Whenever you have a kabbalah haTorah, you have a chiyuv suda. Why? Right? Shavuos, kuli alma b'inu lachem, the Gemara says. You need a chi of suda shavuos because it's Kabbalah HaTorah. Purim, that was Kabbalah HaTorah Shnia, there's a chi of suda Purim, right? Not like Hanukkah. Right? So they say because there was a Kabbalah HaTorah that day. They have a chi of suda. So it suggests Rav Schechter that maybe by a wedding also, a wedding has a little b'china of a new Kabbalah HaTorah by the chassan. And because now he could achieve shleimus in his learning. So if you're misameach him in his Kabbalah HaTorah, it's be the keneged midah. So you're zocha la Torah. That's the first day of the Gemara. That's why it's dafka these kolos of Har Sinai. You dafka zochetu because it's mida keneged mida. If you're mesameach him because of his simchas Torah, so then you're going to get Torah. What? Well, that's for a different reason. That's Oneg. Oneg Shabbos is a different Machai. And what about Rabbi Yevo? Kilu Hikrav Karban Toda? So again, if you give Hodaya, if you're giving Shevach Hodaya at that Suda, so again, that's an easier one to say. That's why, because if you're giving a Karban Toda, because you're giving Hodaya at that meal. What about the last one? From Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says, Kilu Banach Echon Mikhorvas Yerushalayim. So he quotes the Gemara Nida that we did a few months ago. The beginning of Nida, it says, Ein Mashiach Ba, Ad Shetichle Kol Neshamas Sheba Guf. There's a place called Guf in Shemayim where all the Neshamas are stored up, and Mashiach is going to come when every Neshamah is brought into the world. That's what the Gemara says. So every child that is born is really Makariv the Geula. Because you have to Ad Shikam Neshamas Sheba Guf, every time a child is born, the Gemara says, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Shikam Neshamas Sheba Guf. So therefore, a wedding is hopefully the first stage of that child being born. So that's why when you're Mesameach the Chasav Akali, you take part in this. This is the first step. This is Bikvat of the Mashiach, the first step to the Geulah. So that's why Kilu Banach Echon Mechorvas Yerushalayim. As if you're taking part in the Binyan Yerushalayim, just by being Mesameach Chasav Akala. That's why we see each of these, as Rav Shechter, is Mida Keneged Mida. You have Torah, you have Karban Toda, and you have the Kilu Banach Echon Mechorvas Yerushalayim. Okay. So finish up a little bit. 5 lines from the bottom. V'am Rav Chel, V'am Rav Huna. Kol Adam sheyesh bo yirah shemayim, dvarav nishmayim. Whoever has yirah shemayim, his words are heard by Hashem. Shenemar, last pasuk in Koheles, last few pasukim, sof davar hakol nishma. Right, everything's going to be heard. And so elokim yirah for somebody who fears Hashem. Mai kizek kol Adam. What does that mean? The end of the pasuk. Couple of opinions. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Lunivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. Zeh, Kol Ha'adam, Zeh, this Yirei Shemayim, you know, the whole world was created for this person. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Amar, Shokul Zeh Keneged Kol Ha'olam Kulo. This person is Keneged, is parallel to the whole world. That's Zeh, Kol Ha'adam. Shemim Ben Azay Omer, Barmila Shemim Ben Zoma Omer, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Lunivra. The whole world was only created in order to give this person friendship. A tzevet is a friend. A tzevet on an airplane is the flight attendant. The tzevet, tzevet hamatos. That means the group. A tzevet is a group. So to be friendly with this person. Arav bechaba amar afuna kol sheyodeh bechadeu shurav eliti lo shalom yachdin lo shalom. Person usually says hello to somebody in the morning, give shalom, so you should be back, and you should try to be the one that's matzim shalom. Shenemar bakei shalom bros fehu. Seek out peace, seek out shalom, and run after it. You be the one to do it. V'nasim lovelo hechzir nikra gazlan. And if somebody gives you shalom and you don't answer, you like as if you stole their shalom, nikra gazlan. Because you got a bracha and you didn't give one. Shenemar, we learned it from the pasuk, but then bi'artem akerem, you have destroyed the vineyard, gazalta ha'ani bibatechem. You have stolen from the poor person. So Rashi explains, what are you going to steal from a poor person? He doesn't have anything. Ah, the one thing you can steal from him is a shalom. He gives you shalom aleichem, and you don't give back shalom aleichem, so that's considered gzelas ani. Hey, we have 2 more minutes, so let's just, I don't want to go further, I'll say 1 or 2 more thoughts related to the da. Rav Yosef Engel has another thought about getting stuck at the end of the tainus. So one of them was, you know, like we said, that in order for it to be l'shem shemayim, so we don't have any benefits, so we have to give it out. So he also says another point. He says, whenever we give tzedaka, are we really giving tzedaka? You know, is it our money that we're giving? We believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave everybody money, and we're supposed to do with it, so it's really the ani's money. The Ritva even uses the Lashon in one place that says, the ani is like our Baal Chov. We owe him the money. Right? There's a shibud. We owe the ani the money. So in general, when we give tzedaka, says Rav Yosef Engel, we're not giving our money to the ani. We're giving his money. It's his money. So there's no God. It's important, but you know, it's his money. He says, but after a fast day, the money that we're supposed to use to eat, that's our money. That's not earmarked for a poor person. We're supposed to use that money to eat. So that at the end of a fast day, when you give the money that you would have spent on your food on that day and you give it to a poor person, that's one of the few times maybe the only time ever that you're really giving your money to a poor person, to an ani. Because all the rest of the time, it's not your money. You're supposed to give the money. The ani deserves it. But Shmuel who created it in a way so that you're supposed to give the money. But after a fast day, you're giving your money. Because it's supposed to be money that you were supposed to use for food. So that's really your money. So that's why at the end of a fast day, so Yosef Engel, that's a second shot of why of why the minhag came to give at the to give at that time. Maybe one more thought. Yeah.
But it's not on that. If we're playing mitzvah.
Please.
If it's also to run on Shabbos, so why does it become mutter for a mitzvah?
Oh, so the so it must be that per se running on Shabbos is not a chilul. Running and you know and in a context which is not l'shei mitzvah, that's a chilul. You know, it's not an objective. It's not like a malacha. It's not an objective.
No, but it's a durabana because you're going to get sweaty.
No, lav dafka. It's not a din getting sweaty. It's a din getting sweaty for a purpose other than Shabbos Kodesh. It's not like an action which is objectively a problem.
It says chetzecha, so that thing.
This, it's not called chetzecha. It's not called chetzecha. So it might be. Okay, so we'll stop here. Amen.